In the name of Jesus, amen. Our sermon text for this morning is from the reading, 2 Corinthians. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I suppose you have to be famous to have the anniversary of your death commemorated. Those of us who run around in Lutheran circles commemorate today, February the 18th, the anniversary of the death of Martin Luther. I am not old enough to have been anywhere when President Kennedy was shot, but many of you are, and you remember where you were on November 22nd, 1963. Me, I am not famous. Many of you probably don't know my name. I don't teach on campus. I don't live on campus. I travel for the seminary, and so I'm gone many times. And in fact, many of you know me more as a student than you know me as a staff member. Many of the fourth-year men don't even call me by my name, but by my nickname they gave me their first year, Big D. It's not necessary that you know who I am by my name, David, but know that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's who I am. That's what the text says about me. The apostle of Christ said, "Be reconciled to God." Impossible for sinful men and women like ourselves. Be reconciled to God. By God? Yes, by Christ. And in him we are righteous, the righteousness of God. Be reconciled to God by God, in Christ, because he became our sin, and in him we were made righteous for his sake. I hope I'm wrong about this. But more than likely, those of us that are sitting here will not become famous like President Kennedy. Ah, but, like Luther, we are numbered with God's saints. In the month before Luther died, he was traveling from Wittenberg to see some of the counts of Mansfeld. During his travels, he faced a lot of problems. There was a flooded river he had to cross. Historians tell of the huge Anabaptist lady who wanted to rebaptize Luther with huge waves and chunks of ice. Fire was at his doorway one morning, and a stone from an archway almost fell down and crushed him. And so he wrote a letter to his wife, knowing she was overly worried. He reported, "If you do not stop worrying about us, the earth might open up and swallow us." Of course, he was only being humorous to take his mind off of the situation of traveling back then with all the things you had to face. Luther, like you and I, knew who he was, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Death could not swallow him. Christ has already swallowed his death. This morning in the bulletin that you picked up as you came in, on the reverse side is printed a small section of Luther's work from the Commentary on the Galatians. He quotes our text this morning from 2 Corinthians. He wrote, "Therefore, when I feel the remorse and sting of conscience for sin, I behold that brazen serpent, Christ, hanging upon the cross. There I find another sin against my sin, which accuseth and devoureth me. Now this other sin, namely in the flesh of Christ, which taketh away the sin of the whole world, is almighty. It condemneth and swalloweth up my sin. So my sin, that it should not accuse and condemn me, is condemned by sin, that is, by Christ crucified, who is made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God through him. In like manner I find death in my flesh, which afflicteth and killeth me. But I have in me a contrary death, which is the death of my death. And this death crucifieth and swalloweth up my death. This text has enormous rhetorical power, and the paradox in the first part and the antithesis between the first and second parts. What does that mean? The one who knew not sin, sin God made. God made him sin that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We are encircled, cloaked, entombed in that great eschatological swallow of death so that we might live forever. No, you don't have to be famous to have the death of your death commemorated. You need Jesus. You need Christ, who has reconciled us to God. We are more than famous. We are numbered with his saints for Christ's sake. Oh, come, let us worship the Lord.